turn to those concerns being expressed by members of the Cabinet about the spread of the Delta variant. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, told Morning Ireland this morning that it was too early to say if the next phase of reopening will be delayed or not. Under the government's reopening plan, several restrictions are due to be lifted on July 5th, including allowing indoor service to resume in bars and restaurants. Well, let's talk now to Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association. Donal O'Keefe, good afternoon. The Minister for Health indicated this morning any decision on the lifting of restrictions won't be made until Thursday or Friday of next week. That's just 3 or 4 days before the planned reopening date. Is that enough notice for your members?
Absolutely not. We're simply appalled by the developments over the last 24 hours. We're asking the government to do two things. Firstly, and most importantly, to make a decision this week, no later than Friday, on whether we can reopen for indoor service on the 5th of July or not. We simply have too much uncertainty now. Do we bring staff back next week to start to prepare to reopen? Do we order stocks, particularly stocks of fresh fruit, perishable, expensive stock? How do we deal with our staff? How do we deal with our suppliers, given this intolerable uncertainty?
But do you accept, Donal O'Keefe, that the scientists too need time, and they need time to assess the data that's being collected in the UK about the effect of this variant, and that by leaving the decision as late as possible, you'll then have the most up-to-date information and possibly stand a better chance of being able to reopen?
Well, we would be calling on IFID and the government to make that decision this week. We've been aware of the Delta variant for a number of weeks. We know that indoor hospitality is open right across Europe, including in the UK, where there are much higher levels of the variant in place. We've been closed now for 464 days, and we think, given that the government have committed to this roadmap consistently through the spring, very clearly indicated that we were on track for a 5th of July reopening for indoor service. We've waited very patiently for that, and now, a week or 10 days out, it's been thrown into question.
Yes, but that's nobody's fault. That's not the government's fault, because this variant is spreading and multiplying rapidly in the UK. And if the public health experts advise that a delay is the best course of action, will your members accept that?
Of course we will. We've always followed the public health advice, and we'll continue to do that. We are simply calling for that advice to be brought forward and delivered before the weekend. We think that's a reasonable ask given 15 months of closure, and we'll continue to follow that public health advice. But we do question now, where is the vaccine dividend for our sector? By this time the 5th of July comes along, we'll have north of 4 million doses administered, well over a quarter of the population fully vaccinated. It's a completely different environment that applied last summer, and it seems extraordinary to us that we can't have clarity a week away from a proposed reopening after 15 full months of closure.
If there is to be a delay of a couple of weeks, I mean, will the stock that's purchased next week, will that not keep, will that not hold?
Well, certainly fresh fruit and produce won't keep or hold. The alcohol stocks will hold for 2-3 weeks, no problem. But our food businesses, that product won't hold for 3 weeks. So we need to know this week. We also need to know what to do with our staff. We were expecting to take a lot of people off PUP next Monday to begin the process of preparing for reopening, to get the bars back up and running, to retrain staff, to get our systems back in place. So do we take staff back on Monday off PUP or not? Do we place those orders for fresh produce this weekend or not? What do we do with our major suppliers around, kegs, around our alcohol business? Do we place those orders or not? There's a very, very significant cost to be incurred around preparing for reopen. We've had several events last summer where the dates for the traditional wet pubs were proposed on the 20th of July, 31st of August, end of September, 4th of December last year, and where decisions were taken 24 and 48 hours out. It's simply not acceptable. Businesses can't operate like this. We can't deal with this uncertainty, and we think it's entirely fair and reasonable that the government make their decision this weekend and give us time to prepare if we're allowed to reopen, or avoid the unnecessary cost of not being allowed to be reopened, which would be a simply devastating blow for our sector.
All right, Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One.